Good Dvok. We're up to Sif Yud Dalid. Kuf Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalid. A reminder, the Ilma Yisoida came out in last year in Sif Yud Gimel, is that there was a concept that the Makabah discusses, the Ramad discusses, that you're able to, when you have two items which are similar, two houses, two shvachis, two shnei dvarim, shetashmish and shavah, v'demein shavin, then you could cause a split. One person takes one item, the other person takes the other item, and yet it's called good or agud. And that's considered a good or agud. And if there's a difference in price, it was two shitas, but if we go back to first shita, deka shita, is that... Right, why is he called a good or agud? Right, but even if there's a difference in price, and you could add on, you'll take A and pay me $10, and I'll take B, or vice versa, because A is worth a little different than the price of B. Whatever, but so in that case, it's pasha-wise good agud. But when it's the same price and same item, and you're making a swap, why is that considered good agud? L'chay, that should be considered a chaluka. Davinosin, I believe, gave a teretz, is that even though it's talking about was the same item or same value or similar items, it was houses or shvachas or whatever, but there's still some differences between it. Let's say in terms of houses, one was a two-story house and a colonial, and one was a ranch. So even though it was the same size and the same value, but still it's a different item. So to swap that is still considered good or agud. And the nafkamina between good agud and chaluka is done aydei goyel, and good agud you have to give the nitva the choice. You have to give him the upper hand. So there are nafkaminis. I'm mentioning it because Miyat Shem Sif Yadal, we're going to repeat these type of inyanim.
Let's say like a builder nowadays, you had exact duplexes around, and just for you, it was a better because you're next to your sister-in-law or something. Would that be the same thing?
That lechari, that would be like a chalukah. If you have a mile, why you want one over the other? So that we'll have to if we get to Kufayin Dala, we'll discuss these type of things. If you want to be on one side, the location is better for you. If you could ask for that location or the parameters of that. All right, let's start Sifya Dala. Let's go. Shnei Achim Sheyoshu Shnei Batim Gedolim. You had two brothers who inherited two big houses. Sheyesh B'chol Echad Kedei Chaluka. Each house in and of itself was large enough to be a Kedei Chaluka. So in theory, we could split each house into two. That's why it had to be batim gedolim. Ve'echad oimer, one says, nachlo kol bayis b'fnei atzmo, let's take a split each house into two. Ve'sheni oimer loiki, ala nachlo bayis k'nega bayis. Let's swap house against a house. Why should we cut each house into two? Just you take a house, and I'll take a house. Now, loch is, l'zeh she'oma nachlo bayis k'nega bayis shemin. The one who says, let's swap house for house, for that we are shemin. He's right. The one means it's preferable to divide house against a house rather than to divide each house. Oh, so we're going to have to discuss that. Very good. One second. That's what we're going to be headed for. First, but what's the reason? Why is it better to swap houses rather than to divide each house individually? So that the Torah says, when the Torah brings this down, the Torah says, his lashon is, kidei shelo yafsidu al atzman lachlik kol bayis, in order that they shouldn't be mafsid on themselves to divide each house. That's a lashon of Torah. It's b'shem the tshuvas ha-gainim. Shelo yafsidu al atzman. They shouldn't have a loss on themselves, lachlik kol bayis, to divide each house. What does that mean? So the Levush over here explains that means is that invariably, inevitable, when you're going to divide a house into two and make it two separate houses, a two-family, you took a one-family house and trying to make it into a two-family house, it's inevitable that there's going to be some type of cost involved to make it work. Because right now it's been a one-family house, so you're going to have to put up walls in between. You got to do something, change the doorways, widen the door. You're going to have to do something that's going to cause hafsadim in the house. It's going to either decrease the value of the house or cause hafsadim to make it work. And why should they have a hefset for nothing for? So therefore it's better just swap houses. It's a cleaner break. It's a cleaner chaluka. You take one house, I take one house, and that's good. We don't have a hefset involved. Mashenkev will take a single family house and try to cut into two, or take two of these single family houses and cut them each one into two. Each one is going to have a hefset, so therefore we don't do it. It's still, but at least there's no hefset in making the chalukah. Right, but you won't have a hefset in making the chalukah. And the truth...
Every time you say kadei chalukah, let's say we own a house, and it's kadei chalukah, case that it's going to be some hapsa that we're going to have to put up walls and stuff, is this considered a Kedei Chalukah? Or this is considered something that really you have to get out of?
Yeah, so Pashat, it is, we're going to get to Yat Hashem later on in Ramah. He's going to talk about if you have Haitzayis and making the Chalukah, is that considered Kedei Chalukah? And the Ramah is going to say that if it's minimal Haitzayis, Lefira Yisayni Adayin, yes, then it will be considered Kedei Chalukah. So that is the Lavash. The Chuvis Ma'ashach and Chele Gimel Kuchav Bey says the same thing. That's how he touches up this Halakha, that the Vart is because you're going to have a Hefzit if you have to divide each house. That is the Lavash and the Ma'ashach. Laniz Daiti, if it would Lule Divraim, I would have said a different shot. Even if there's no Hefsedim in transforming this house or these houses, it's still a problem. The problem is, let's be practical. Would you rather live in two different houses, each one a half a house? Would you rather live in one place with one large house? It's just not a fair. That is the Hefsed. The Hefsed is, you're forcing me to divide each house. It's not fair to me. That means you're asking me to live in two different locations. I should have, let's say the house is just argument's sake, say it's 40 feet wide. So if you cut into two, it'll be 20 feet wide, right? Each house. So I'd rather, for two reasons. First, it's more convenient to be all in one place rather than living half and half. And second of all is, I could do more sometimes with a 40-foot wide house than two 20-foot wide houses, right? Because if I need a house, a simcha in my house, I can't do it in a half-size house. But if I have a large house, I could. So it's beneficial to me to have a full house in one place rather than two half houses in two different places. Maybe he's trying to extort money from me to get me to be maskim. I don't know why he's doing it. But lamais is, it makes more sense. It's a better chalukah. That's the lamdas. It's like a meet the stream type of a thing. It makes more sense. It's a better chalukah to do it like this. No, it's the same word. It's a better chalukah. That is why it makes it a better chalukah. In fact, the lashon of the two was shalei yafsidu al atzman. He doesn't say shalei yafsidu habatim. Then the lush says it over shalei yafsidu habatim, that the batim are going to get ruined. It's going to be hefsed in the houses. Here, there's no hefsed now. The houses are just fine. But it's, for me, it's not convenient for me. It's not beneficial for me. It's a hefsed on myself. Still, it might be better for me to rent out a single large houses and then maybe. Okay, good. So we'll have to done. But Pashas were talking about they're living there. But I'm not coming in the loft. I didn't make this up. Really, it's really a Ramon later on in Kufayin Dalet, Sevalov over there, the same type of a case by Sodis. If you look, the Ramon says, when you have two Sodis and you have a choice of dividing each Sod into two, or just you take a Sod and I take a Sod, the Ramon says, in Kufayin Dalet, Sevalov, how you become Shnei Sodis, Echad Aim Alaklak Kos Sodah Vesodah, Vechad Aim No, Laklak Sodah Keneged Sodah, Shaymin Lezeh, Shaym Alaklak Sodah Keneged Sodah. And the Mefarshim explained, because it's a better chalukah. It's like midas tadaim to make me be in two different places and have half sodas. No, it's not fair. It's better to have one large soda in one place rather than two half sodas. Baruch Hashem, I found this week, the Chazon Ish says it. He doesn't bring the Lavush, but when he touches that, he does bring the Mashach, and he argues with the Mashach. That's not Pshat. And the Pshat is like, I'm telling you that it's better. You could look it up. It's Chazon Ish and Baba Basra, Simen Zayin Oishas. All right. Yeah, the Kanaim, that was he being married. If you want to rent out, it might be better. In the Kanaim, in a normal situation, this, in the standard situation, does apply. If you're living there, it's much better for you to have one place than two half places. If the guy's making their taina, means vice is beneficial to him, it makes sense. He has a good taina.
What I mean is, if you're saying it is another svara, is one thing. But you're saying that the Chaznish argues on that. So what's the chaz, if he holds it, this is the ikatam, what's he going to do in a situation where it doesn't work?
With this time doesn't work?
It doesn't work.
An economy. So then, so unless you'll have that time. If you'll have that time, maybe he'll be moited to that time if there was.
If you don't have this time.
I mean, the Lavush also. The Lavush is always good to Teretz. What happens if there's no Eitzois?
No, what I'm saying is, right?
It just means.
Even if you have Eitzois.
No, I don't know. Well, he goes into that next step. The Mashach was trying to make a dig based on his pshat, and the Chazon Ish says that that's not pshat, and merely you don't have a dig. You want to know if he would be, you know, the lamdishabai, maybe it would work, but he's just saying that that's not pshat in this case.
All right. What happens in a case that it's
dynamic rabbi. Maybe we'd be moided, maybe to, yeah, we'd be moided to Lavosh, maybe, right? Okay, fine. Now, what was the case talking about? Pashas, the case has to be talking about where these houses are identical. And to divide, and you take one and I take one, is considered a chalukah. But if these houses wouldn't be identical, wouldn't be comparable, that one would be a colonial, one would be a ranch, like we said before, that even by doing it, it's considered a good or a good, like we said in Sefer Gimel, then B'chai Gavna, I would tell you that the guy who wants to divide each house would win. Because to divide each house has a shame chalukah to it. It's a din chalukah. To swap the houses will have a shame good or a good to it. And we all know chalukah is better than good or a good. The whole Makab is talking about a case where the houses are comparable to each other. So even swapping houses has a shame chalukah to it. So now you just have a choice. Which chalukah do we do? Do we chalukah each individual house or do a house against a house? So a house against a house is a better chalukah. But if a house against a house would be good or good because they're not identical, then avada we would do split each house individually because chalukah is better than good or good. So then we would divide each house. Correct. I'm asking. Right. Then we would divide each house. Because chaluk is better than good. And bemes, you could say it in a different lamdas, is that if the vod is out to meet this time, the Ramah over there in Kofayin Dalet, Firzois, that's only because everything is gavaldic. Everything, there's a milah in doing swapping house against a house rather than splitting each house. Or he's talking about sada. So there's a milah swapping each sada rather than splitting each sada. So there, the Ramah says, fine, so then so we'll swap the sada. But if there's any reason why a person would rather split the sada, he could show a reason why he'd rather split the sada, so then we go back to the ikadim chalukah, and that is you have to split each individual item. And you would have to split each sada. So too here, if the houses aren't comparable, they're different, so then, of course, from the lam that I said before, that chalukah is better than good or good. Stam, go back to the ikadin chalukah. The ikadin chalukah is to divide each house. The only reason why we do swapping house against house is because it's like a midas adayim, so, you know, it makes more sense. But if you could show why to you it makes more sense to have two half houses, like he was talking about, he wants to rent them both out, whatever it is. So nenechanami, in that case, then you could force faket a chalukah in each individual house. So there would be ma'at. So this whole case is talking about the houses are very similar to each other, and then we have a ma'ilo of being chaylik a house against the house. All right. Gago. V'chol shekein, and certainly, em b'chol bayis kadei chaluka, if each house is not divisible, shechokum batum kenega batum, hova tashmishim b'shava, k'moshin izbar b'samach, and sif yigdimon. Now, in that extra case of Ramah, where each bayis is not divisible, so there, I'll just hold cup a second, there, then even if the two houses are not comparable, we would do a good or a good one house against another house. Because what's the brayer? To divide each house? It's aimed at Gedeka Lucas. You don't have that choice. So you have to do a house against that house. In the Machabes case, where each house was divisible, so then we'll do house against the house as long as that's a better division. But sometimes each house would be a better division. But in the case of the Ramah, you don't have that option to split each house because it's anybody could take a look. So you're going to have to do a house against a house.
Why is it still called Dinayot?
If the houses aren't the same. If the houses are the same, then it's considered a chalukah. If the houses aren't the same, then the Mechabah in Sifri Gimel calls it a good argot. So even, but that would be good. You're allowed to do such a good argot as well. You're allowed to do, you take one house, I take another house, and that's a fair good argot. Now, the Smart brings down over here in Sifkot Lamed Vav, Be'ishu Shamasik V'kosav, this is a little vosh, V'lo yuka le'echad le'im a good agad al shnein yachad. And a person can't say, okay, either you take both houses and pay me X amount of dollars, or I'll take both houses and pay you X amount of dollars. You can't ask for a good agad to have both of them bevazakas, because this is a better deal to split a house against a house. Correct. You're right, but this might be a form of good or agud by swapping one house against another house. If the houses aren't comparable, it also has a shame good or agud to it, like we said in Sefer Gimel. And nevertheless, that's still better than doing a good or agud on two houses at one shot. And Zakta Smani continues, "Von li nira de gam bezeach hazelo, I mean a good or agud." If let's say we say, okay, I'll do one at a time. First take house on the first street, and then we'll talk about house on second street. I'll do good or agud individually. That's also not a good idea. It's better to swap the houses. If they're going to do good agad, even it's shaykh to come out. The shaykh that one person will run away with both houses. And the other guy won't even have any houses. So that's not a good idea. It's better to make a chalukah or even a good agad where at least Kach, you'll end up with something and I'll end up with something. But he won't have what he had a shutfis in. It's always better, that's why chaluk is better than good agad. You have a chelik of your shutfis remaining by you. You have a chelik of the houses. And the Ramah spells this out clearly. The Ramah says that even when it's a good agad, the Ramah says along that just like you see chaluk is a difa from good agad, because each one is left with something. So even if they both have a shame good agad to it, because let's say the houses aren't comparable, still it's better that you take a house and I take a house, because it's closer to a chaluka than a good or a good of doing two houses in one shot, or it was zachazeh. And we know that chaluka is adifa than good or a good, so to a good or a good, which is like a chaluka, is adifa than a good or a good. That's what the Ramah says. So if he says it, zikha mocha. But yeah, kufayin gemal. But it's still better. It's still better. It's closer. The same idea is at least you'll end up with something and I'll end up with something. All right, let's continue in the Ramah. This is a very geshmak Ramah now. V'hod debayis nega bayis chokin haynu bedovet shatash mishin shava. Like we said before, in Sefi Gimel. Only if they serve the same function. But if they don't serve the same function, you have two shvachas. We had a case. One knows how to bake, one knows how to sew. You don't swap and you take one shivka and I take one shivka. I need both. I need a baker and I need a sewer. So a seamstress. You can't do a division of the two shvakas like that. So to buy houses. If the houses are tashmish and shava, fine. If they're not shava, then it's no good. But yeshoimrim, the reiv batim ain behem din chaluka. Memela, most of the houses today do not have a shame chaluka to it. You can't divide them in two. And you can't even, sometimes you can't even swap different structures, we'll see, if they're not both the same bais. She'en kol abatim v'chadarim shoven. V'en chokum bais neged ali. If you have a penthouse and I have a regular house, o'chedish in tashmish shovelo. That's not even a fair swap. It's like ain tashmish shovel. One serves one purpose, one serves another purpose. V'kojikim b'mokim she'itztarach lister b'chalayne se'psachim. If you want to make a one-family house and transform it into a two-family house, you're going to convert it. You're going to have to spend a choice and change changing windows and doors, the likes of a livner, she's sack, like to a toish, she ain't chokum bayis echod, and therefore you're not chaylik. Mamela, because of these halachas, that has to be tashmish and shava, it's Dr. Rivash, that it's roiv batim bezmanen. If you want to take one family home and split into two, it's not considered a tashmish and shava, because I'm going to end up with the kitchen, you end up with the dining room, it's not shava, you don't have a kitchen, I don't have a dining room, it's not good. I need everything that I had in a large house. I need a kitchen, a dining room, a bedroom, a bathroom. And if we're going to cut into here, if it's like a mullet, someone's going to miss out something. Till now we had a basic kitchen. Cut in here, now I lose my basic kitchen. So it's not tashmish and shava. It's not comparable in tashmish and mamela. You can't do it. Why do you say now? Maybe in the olden days they had like one multi-room or something, one big room that you did everything in one big room. So you cut that one big room in half, so you have two rooms. So each one will have left with that one room and do everything at once in that one room. But today we have individual rooms. We have a bedroom, and we have a kitchen, and a bathroom. We have individual rooms, a dining room. So you're going to cut the house in half. I'm losing half the rooms. I'm losing some of my ishtamshes. L'chayra. Avol zokter amor, avol midivrei harosh b'tshuva. But from the Rosh in Tshuva, Nira de Chokim Bayis Keneged Chanus, he argues, he makes a dik in the Rosh, the Mashmois of the Rosh in the Tshuva that the Torah brings down, is that you could make a swipe, a house against the store, even though they're not Tashmish and Shavu L'chara. A store serves one function, and a house store serves another function. Right, so he's Mamish in extreme, and even that. But if a chanus is a whole different tashmish, so how you let to be chaylik a bayis keneged chanus? No, if I can, when you have two different things, you can't do chaylik against each other. Right? Two shvakas. One is a seamstress, one's a baker. You're not chaylik one against the other. Because I need both. See, that's why I need both. I need a house and I need a store. Why should I give up a business? I need a business. Why should I give up sleeping in a house? I need a house. So I need both. I need a house and I need a store. And nevertheless, he has a deek and the truth is a rush to chokum bais kenek a chanus oy martif, a seller. Venerally, to who adin, they stored wine there. Venerally, to who adin neged cheder, neged aliyah, dezem mikri tashmisha yishava. I, the Rivosh, is second taina that is money, the cost involved to split the house. Gam linin atzai sabinin, im nirul abezin, she'inu maziklem kokach, it's not so such a terrible cost involved. Chokin ukumashin is ba'al el, sif hey, linin hefzer abatim. So that's his diyuk in the Rosh. And even, it means it's a broad gather of what's tashmish and shava. It's mamish.
What do you do with the seamstress and that?
I don't know. You have to say seamstress and a baker is more choluk than a store and a house.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's difficult. Yeah, it's challenging. I'm asking. Yes. So let's go into this a little bit.
So basically, say everybody needs a seamstress and a baker.
Yeah, and everyone
now,
doesn't.
Someone maybe has a house here that needs a chalos.
What is he going to do? So he'll now bring his chalos into his house. Or he'll now sleep in his kanus. It's a little challenging. But this is not pashit at all. This is a Ramaz Dik and the Tshuva Saraj. I want to say over the Tshuva and you'll see that this is far from pashit. And la'alaka pashas, we do not go with this Ramaz. Like the Elam is being matmiya. What's going on? The Rosh has a case like this. I'll say over the story. I'll try to be makatsa a bit. But the story was like this. Reuven died and he left over an amana and a son. And the way the takana and totila was, maybe it's Toledo, I don't know, but the takana there was is that the wife inherits half the nechasim and the son inherits half the nechasim. So it ended up that they're now equal yoshim, an amana and a son, and a yosim. Now share this estate. What was left over in the estate was left over with a house and an attic, an aliyah, and a martif, a cellar for wine, and a chenos. So you had actually four, perhaps different types of structures. I mean, they're all one on top of the other. The cellar was in the basement, and then you had the house, and then on top, you had the Ali and the Chanos. Good, but you had four different rooms, we'll call it, or structures in one estate,
in one building.
Comes along the son, and the son says, look, it's time to move on, and we're going to do a good agit here. The son couldn't afford to do good agit, so what he did was he lined up a buyer. And he told his mother, the Amana, he told his mother, look, he's willing to offer $100,000, so either you buy me out for $100,000, for $50,000 for my half, or if I can't, I'll just sell the whole lock, stack, and barrel, the estate, to this koina, take the $100,000, give you half of it, and you'll get your $50,000. So if you recall, that was the Tshuva Sarash. This is the Tshuva Sarash that we had before in Ramah. The Ramah says, that's not a fair good or agad. You can't do a good agad unless you have your own money. You can't do a good agad that you're going to sell it off to a third party. If you're buying it for yourself, that's good agad. But to sell it to a third party is no good agad. But this is the Tshuva. This is the Makar. The Almana told the son and said, look, I don't have money to buy you out. I'm not interested in a good agad, but I would love to live in the house. I've been living here for 40 years. We shouldn't say that, but I'm making it up. And I would love to continue living here. Don't throw your old mother out of the house. And I would love to. So if you'd like, I'll keep the house, and you could have the rest. You could have the cellar, and you could have the attic, and you could have the store. And we'll get a shumas bezin to shatz up how much the house is worth against the other three rooms. And it's supposed to be comparable. And if it's equal, fine. And if one is worth a little more than the other, so whoever gets the more, we'll pay the other one to compensate him for that little difference. That's what the Almana offered on the table back to the son. And that was the shala that went to the Rosh, and the Rosh paskin that is no good or agad, because the son's not willing to buy it for himself. He only wants to buy it to a third party. And then the Rosh fears eyes. 1 second. And the Rosh fears eyes, and this is the important part, the koshikin benidin zeh means kilu, forget that svara that the son's not buying it for himself. Even if he would buy it for himself, still, shehaliyah dira b'fnei atzma, the attic is, it's in and of itself. The achanus dira b'fnei atzma, the store is... Go to the second floor. The aliyah is a dira b'fnei atzma, the achanus is a dira b'fnei atzma, the martef is la'atzma. So you have four different items going on here. Certainly, shehadina me'isha, that the son can't tie in a good or a good. L'chayra. And why not? It's because... You have to say pshat. The other pshat I'm going to give you, a simple pshat is because, if you recall, we said before that when you have different items, if they have different Dirus b'fnei, if you have two shvachas, right? So you can't do good agar on both b'vazakas. You have to do zakas there. So here the son is trying to do a good agar on everything together. That doesn't work because each one is a dir b'fnei atzma. That's lachaya would be pshat in the rush. Okay, we'll see. But he says shadina meisha. That is what shim yirta haben. If the ben would like yikhein b'shumas bezdin. If he'd like, he could buy off, take half of it b'shumas bezdin. V'yalu zel lazel. Means he'll take the chanus, aliyah, and martev, and he'll allow the amana to remain living in the dira, and whatever the difference is, yalu zebezeh bedamim. That's what he could do.
What the mother suggests.
We're going to get to it. So comes along the Daki Moshe, offer not, and the Daki Moshe says, what does this mean that he could do yalu zebezeh bedamim, which is the lashon of gura agar? What does that mean? Zok the Daki Moshe, and he's bothered by how can he do gura agar here? The four unique item she'ein tashmishim shava, and the Rivash says you can't do a good agar b'kai gavna. You have to just do individual good agars. Zokta Daki Moshe, a little doichik in the tshuva. Zokta Daki Moshe, haynu enechanami she'yemer b'cholecha b'fnei atzmai good agar. That you'll have to say good agar on the aliyah b'fnei atzmai, and on the chanus b'fnei atzmai, and the martyr b'fnei atzmai, and the deer b'fnei atzmai. That's what the tshuva sarash means. Then he says, could be the Chuvah's Rush means something else. Could be the Chuvah's Rush means that, no, you could do good agad and make a swap. The son will take three, and the mother will take the dira, and they'll do a swap. Zeh keneged zeh. And that will be the good agad. I ain't tashmi shehem shaveh. The Rush argues with the Rivash, and the Rush will hold that is considered tashmish and shaveh. And that's where this Ramah is coming from. The Ramah is coming from that last line of the Tshuvas Harash, that the son has the option to split and make a good or agud, where he'll take the chanus, ali, and martif against the mother's bias, and that is a form of good or agud. You see that chanus against the bias is considered tashmish and shava. You need we had in Sif Yud Gimel that if it's Tashmish and Shava, you could make a good agad zeh keneged zeh. If it's ain't Tashmish and Shava, you can't do good agad zeh keneged zeh, like the case of seamstress and a baker. If I say I want a seamstress, if you have the baker, that doesn't work.
Yeah, but who says Rivash argues there? You're saying it's called...
Rivash holds that houses are ain't Tashmish and Shava, that we just saw in the Ramah. Comes along the Rosh and says that you can make this swap. So the Medayik to Daki Moshe, in one of his Pratim in the Rosh, that the Rosh argues with the Rivash. So Kumtais, first I want to show you, Rabbi Isai, is that you see the Daki Moshe wasn't convinced that this is Pshat in the Rosh. It was a second suggestion of a Pshat in the Rosh. When he came to Ramah, I guess he had a little more confidence in that Pshat. And he says, Nira, it's mashma in the Rosh, that case. He's not 100% sure, but it's apparent in the Rosh that he argues with the Rivash. Okay. Comes along the Prisha and blows this whole Raya out of the water and says there's no such thing. Like, the was bothered. How? Where do you see Tashmish and Shavah? Chanus and Adir is two separate things. What do you do with that last line in the Rosh? Sak the Prisha Pashit. That was what the mother offered, right? The mother made that suggestion. The mother said, if you'd like, take the three, and I'll take the house. And the kid was in action. He said, no, I want to do good organ on everything. Zakta Rosh, hadina me'isha. And if the son wants, he's going to have to listen to her suggestion and let her live in the house, and he'll take the other three items. Not that the son has the right to initiate such a good argud, because it's taka in tashmish and shava. But if the mother was willing and she made that offer, say he, if he wants to divide, but the let's bray it, this is the only option he has. He's going to have to take his mother's offer. If he doesn't want, then he'll remain b'shutvim. But if he wants, he should accept her offer. But that's all he was saying. Avada the Rivash is right. And if the mother wanted, she could have said that too. Avada Rivash is right, you can't do such a good agud, it's not Tashmish and Shava. But if the mother offered, so that's the only option the son has left. He could accept the mother's offer. And then Prisha says, even Vaita, the Drisha, that is, first the Prisha that Pratan, and the Drisha says, I'll bring you a Raya. He says, Adara, but the Lashon HaRosh was, Im Yirtzeh HaBen, if the son wants, he could do that. That's, so Vaita says, if the son doesn't want, and he wants to remain in the Shutvis, he'll remain in the Shutvis. In fact, the Drisha, if the Ramah would be right, then let the mother turn around to the son and pull a fast one on the son and say good augur on him and say, I want the house and you take the other three and we'll do a good augur. If this is considered a fair good augur, that you could force such a good augur, a house against the chanos, so let the mother force the son to do that. Why does the Rosh say, im yirtza ha-ben? If I say it's up to the ben's option, if the ben wants to stay b'shutfis, he'll stay b'shutfis. Faket, let the mother force the ben out. And lamai, you see that this is really not a good, not a proper good augur, like the Rivash, just since the mother offered, if the ben wants, he could accept the offer. If he doesn't want, he won't accept the offer. That's what the Drisha says. If anything, he says, Arai Faket. Now, lamai says, the Drisha is... Right, that's what the Rosh is telling the son. Your option is not a good option. If you want the mother's option, fine. If not, you're left with nothing.
Why not?
That's what he's telling the son. You're stuck. You're going to have to listen. As we said, Dina Meisha, either accept her offer or you're stuck. That's what he's telling her. Now, the Maisa, the Drish's Raya Faked is not such a good Raya because the mother wouldn't dare do such a good Agud. It's because good Agud, you can't decide the outcome. You're the Tadeya, you have to let the Nitta decide the outcome. So if the mother's going to tell the kid, you know what, let's do a house against the Aliyah, Chanus, and Martev, then someone could tell Ma, great idea, I'll take the Dira and you take the Chanus, Aliyah, Martev. And you're going to be stuck. And that's not what the mother wants. That's the least thing the mother wants. She doesn't want the headache of the store. She doesn't want anything. She just wants a place to live. So she wouldn't initiate such a good argument. But all right, that was the Raya, the Drisha. Fair enough. I want to bring a Raya that the Prisha is right. I think it's Pash, whatever, Daki Moshe, but just read the words of the Tshuva Zerush. The Tshuva Zerush is, I'll say over the words again. Hadina Me'isha, why? Shem Yirtza HaBen, Yikheim B'Shumas Bezdin, V'yalo Zeh L'Zeh B'Domim. He could ask and do a Shumas Bezdin, see the difference, and whoever has more will pay the difference, Yalo Zeh L'Zeh B'Domim. And that will be the form of good augur. What shaykhus does Shumas Bezin have here? We paskin that good augur has nothing to do with Shumas Bezin. Good augur is the Taveya sets the price, and the Nitri either takes it or leaves it. Right? There was a sheet of Seshanim hold that you need Shumas Bezin, but we don't paskin like that. The Rosh doesn't paskin that. The Rosh says that the Taveya could even hike up the price. Yeah, you can't lowball the guy. You have to have at least the fair market value, but you're allowed to go up. The son, if he's initiating a good augur, should be able to say any price he wants. What is the Rosh talking about a Shumas Bezin here for? Elamai, it's mamash like what the Prisha said, because what was the mother's taina? The mother said, let's get, Zoshin is, Hamono Omeris, Ainli Mois Liknois, Elani Ekachabais, Vata Tika Kashar, Vyushumu Bezdin. That was her offer on the table. Her offer was, let's get Bezdin to shut it up, and whatever the difference is, one will compensate the other. So Mamela Dr. Rosh, you're stuck. Your option, you the son, you're telling you to do a good augur and everything is not a good option. And Mamela Hadina Me'ish, and if you want, we'll do the Shumas Bezin like she suggested. But you see clearly that he was referring to her suggestion. He wasn't referring to a regular din good augur, because it would be a regular din good augur had nothing to do with Shumas Bezin. He should have said, Im Yirtza HaBen, Yikva, a price. Nothing to do with Shumas Bezin. Elamai, you see, he's talking about Shumas Bezin means he's talking about her suggestion. So it's clearly no raya then from the Rosh to argue with the Rivash. And the Pashas Menasekel Luchari is like the Rivash. No, I could do that also. Even in that case, good augur, if let's say you want to swap houses and sif your gimel, it's like every good augur, I'll call it. I'd rather have house A than B. So if I get house A, I'll pay you $10 and you take it, house B. If you want house A, you take it, but then you compensate me and give me $10 because I hold that house A is worth more than house B by $10. Not only that, I don't even have to give anything. The Ramah gave a case in Sif Yigimel that we could swap without any difference in price. That was another choice, right? I could say, it's up to the Tevei to decide. So why is the Rosh telling the son, you got to do it with the Shumas Bezin and Yalo Zeh Lezeh? There it is, because that was the suggestion of the mother. So he's telling her, take her suggestion or leave it. That's what you're stuck. So you don't have a right anymore that the Rivash and the Rosh argue. Pashas, we go like the Rivash. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz of the note says, Yofa Tomah Olov Asma Bezeh. The Sma is right. That snapshot in the Rosh, and you can't bring a right from the Rosh, not like the Rivash. V'yesh Oid Raya Lezeh Elishain Laharich. It's another right that it must be that snapshot. He doesn't tell you what it is. Perhaps, Ulai, He means the raya that I just told you, that why is the Rosh telling you Shumas Bezin for if it'll be a regular good argid? The Rivash, we know what he says. And the Rosh, we don't know what he says. And it's a Shaila. So I'd rather go with the Rivash, Kedei Rishayna, rather than Rosh. So the Taz Paskins Lehedya, like the Rivash. The Goyin does the same thing, very Bekitza, Kedarka Bekoydish. The Goyin says like this. On the Ramah, it says, Avam Medivre Rosh, Zog the Goyin, Ein Sma that argues, the Chen Kosef Taz. Finished. It's over. That's it. The Goyin was now Kaveh and Mismarim that we go like the Sma and the Taz. And the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin's the same. And the Aruch HaShulchan reminds us that you should know, he was Moisiv, that you should know that even the Daki Moshe was Mesopokor Pshat in the Roshes. So for sure we should go with the Rivash, right? We don't have a Vade Rosh arguing with the Rivash. Even the Daki Moshe himself wasn't convinced that the Rosh argues with the Rivash. So Mamela, the Halacha is like the Rivash. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi. It's halacha lemaisa. It's back to the pashtus that a house against a house. It's very rare that you can have houses that are equal. If you're going to want to divide one house into two, most of the time you're going to end up with ein tashmish and shav. You're going to be left with two odd houses. This is lacking a dining room. This is lacking a kitchen. So it's not going to be a fair chalukah, and you can't do such a chalukah. All right. Let's continue in the Ramah. There's one more major halacha in the Ramah. Let's see it. So Dr. Ramah continues, Meal in good or good ain't chilik main bayis or makam beis haknesses or shadvarm sheyicholay ma'akulu b'yaka good or good. Every item basically is eligible for a good or good. Yesh oimrim, and here's an exception. Yesh oimrim ain't din good or good rak bedava shehaguf shelahen. Something that they own intrinsically. It's karen. They own the item itself. Avu b'mashkanta oichedoima. If you have a mashkin oichedoima. What's this case? This case is let's say the two of us, we went and we lent a guy money, and to secure that loan, he gave us a mashkin, and we're living in the mashkin. He gave us a house as collateral, and we're going to be living in the mashkin until he pays up. So chutz from the loan itself, let's say we have the mashkin on it as well, or let's say, you know what, when the Ramah's next case is we're actually living there. Let's talk about we're not living in the house. We just have the mashkin. This house has a mashkin on this loan. And now we want a tiny good or agud on this deal. Let's break up our shutfis and let's divide it. Now, how are we going to divide? How are we going to do a good agud here? What are we going to do? How are we going to do chalukah? It's aimed at chalukah. What are we going to do? You take half the loan, I take half the loan. It just doesn't work. What are we going to do? So you're going to have to do the house is not ours to divide. It still belongs to the goy. So we can't really mess up the house. So the only thing you could do really is a good or agud. Zok the Rashba, that on this you don't do good or agud. Why? Because what's the problem? The house, the mashkin itself is the house we don't really own. It's only a mashkin. And mitzad the underlying choyv, that which we own, that the guy owes us money. Beseder, what do we have to do good or agud on the loan today? In a year from now, it will mature. The guy will pay up. And the money that he pays up, will divide the money then. So we'll do the chalukah then. Why do a good agud today if you could do a chalukah then? You'll do the chalukah at the end when it's paid up. That is the Rashba.
Yeah, but I can't be sure to me now. It's going to take another 5 years.
Right, it'll take another 5 years. Yeah. Correct.
We're getting benefit from the house now.
Oh, we're going to see if we'll get better. That's the next halacha of the Ramah. We're going to see. But the vowel, let's see the Ramah quickly. If we're actually using the mashkin, so we're benefiting from the mashkin, that's havik ma'ischiris, that's just like schiris, it's like we're renting the house, which is commotion is bound, sif test, yesh kokun, that the ashit is a whole, that you could do good or good on the schiris. So good. So if we're benefiting from the mashkin, we're using the mashkin, so you could do good or good on the schiris. But if we're not benefiting yet from the mashkin, and you want to do good or good on this whole shutfis, you can't do good or good because wait till the debt will be paid up, and then do a regular chalukah on the money that will be paid in. Now, I have to develop this. It needs a beer here. Let's just bring this out. What does the Ramah mean, oichadoyma, avu b'mashkanta oichadoyma? What's the kidoyma? The kidoyma is, it's mashman, the chuvah, the rashman, the Rabbeinu Yerucham spells it out clearly, the kidoyma is a regular shtar chayv. Let's say we didn't have the mashkin. Stam, the two of us lend money to a guy, and we have a shtar chayv, that the guy owes us $100,000, and now we want to do a chalukah. Well, we can't do a chalukah. You can't rip the shtar into two. What are you going to do? There's no chalukah. So the only option is good or agud. On that too, Zakhtar Ashba and Rabbeinu Yerucham, you can't do good or agud on this because it's en gufa ikana. You don't really own, you know, the shtar, the chayv. Sorry? There's no shtamshes kolshe kain, so there's no, it's not eligible for a good agav beguf hadav. You don't own the guf hadavah. It's only the debt that's owed to you. When the debt will be collected, do chaluk on the money that you collect. But don't do good agav today. That is a Rabbeinu Yeruchim as well. So now, that's what the Ramah means. That's what the Sman that has tied up the Ramah. Fine. Comes along the Beis Yosef. Health Kapra Beis Yosef, very geshmakin. Zok to Beis Yosef. If he brings down this halach of the Rashb and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that we don't do good agav on the shtar, chayiv, or on a mashkin, zok to Beis Yosef, he brings a different Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that by schiris, you do good agav, you have good agav by schiris. A regular, like the sif test, the two of us rent a house for a year. Two bachrim rent the dira for this man, and we're not getting along. So we do good agad. Either you stay in the dira, and I'll leave, or I'll stay in the dira, and you leave. We could do good agad on the dira. We do, it is eligible for good agad on schiris. So frekta bedekabayis, the two Rabbeinu Yeruchim are seiser each other. Here Rabbeinu Yeruchim paskins that there's no good agad on the shtar chayiv, because it's not gufa ikonai. And then the Rabbeinu Yeruchim continues and says, but there is good agad on schiris. If there's good agad on schiris, it's not gufa ikonai. How you'll have a good agad on schiris? Elamai, Rabbeinu Yeruchim was seiser himself. And since that's the Bedek Abayis, now Betzim, if the Bedek Abayis holds that that's a steer, he should ask even stronger. He should ask that the Rashi himself would say himself. The truth is, the Rashi paskins like the Rambam that we do good or agad on schiris. And yet the Rashi says over here, which is Makar Laka, that you don't do good or agad on shtar chayv because it's not gufei koni. So he should have asked the steer of Rashi in Ebe. And therefore, and the Bedek Abayis continues, and Hayoyis, the Rambam Kranes Bar, that the Rambam holds that we do good agad on schiris, Memela will also do good agad on shtar chayiv, not like the Rashman Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And therefore, he paskind, not like the Rashman Rabbeinu, he doesn't bring the Rashman down. Machaba left it out. Because he paskins not like the Rashman. Why? His right to paskin like the Rashman is because we have good agad by schiris. That is just the Rambam. Now, good. Yeah. Good. We're gonna bring that type of a tarot out.
Obvious difference. I don't understand. If you have a reason not to be wanting to be your partner, I don't like living with you.
Good. By shtar chayiv, also, I don't want to be your partner. Let's say I don't like the way you're trying to collect the debt. Or I have a better way to collect the debt.
You're gonna get the money. We split it. What does that
have
to do with living?
Yeah, but until now, we have to collect the debt. I don't like the way you're managing the debt. I'd rather manage the debt differently, right? So we could have issues now too. All right. Now, truth be told, there is a Tshuvas HaRosh, which argues with the Rashi. The Beis Yosef doesn't bring it here, but the Tshuvas HaRosh says, Mufurish, Simen Tzadiches, Oy Zayin, it's brought in the Torah, Simen Samach Vav, Sif Mem Beis, the end of Simen Samach Vav, the Tshuvas HaRosh says, Lahedya, that there is good Agud on Eshtar Chayv, not like the Rashba. Okay, good. So here you have a machloikis rishonim. You have a Rashba holds that there is no good agad on shtar chayiv, and you have a Rosh who holds that there is good agad on shtar chayiv, and you have the Beis Yosef's Rambam, the Bedek Abayis Rambam holds that since you have it on schiris, you can have a shtar chayiv as well, like the Rosh. So you have now machloikis rishonim. So we really have to understand what's the reasoning behind this machloikis rishonim. We really have to understand what is the Rashba talking about. Why does the Rashba hold that by shtar chayiv there is no good agad? What's his lumdis? So if you look at the Lashon of the Rashba says a Lashon, D'loi amru ele b'man she'ein royeh lechalek. You only have good agad when something's not royeh lechaluka. But v'loi efshelem b'chaluka lo'ilam. And something that either is not large enough, it's not divisible. And v'loi efshelem b'chaluka lo'ilam. And it'll never become divisible. Av b'mashkin, that will become divisible eventually. It is shayek to have a chalukah on it tomorrow, in a year from now. B'chai gavna, they were never masakin good agad. B'chai gavna, there's no tzayek to be masakin good agad. In fact, adirabah, remember, whenever you have chalukah, we always opt for chalukah over good agad, because chalukah is the better form of division. Is a better form of breakup. So, Dr. Ashba, hey, yois, we could have a chalukah tomorrow, memela. Adarabah, chalukah is better than a good agad. They were never masakin a good agad today because you could get a better type of a division, which is chalukah, tomorrow. And the Rosh holds, not like that. The Rosh holds, Shkoyek, tomorrow you can have a chalukah. But today, what's going to be for today? Today I want to have a way out. And today there is no form of chalukah. So for today, we need to be masak in good augur. It means the Rosh held, there was no reason to be masak in good augur today because you could do a chalukah tomorrow. And the Rosh holds, but since today you have no way to break up, so today we had to be Masak and Gadaga. So there was a reason to be Masak and Gadaga. That's Lachari, the Machloik is Rashba and Rosh. I just want to bring it out even further, deeper. And it's Pashid, Lachari, Tali, they're going Mamish Lashitasam. Really, Gadaga is a concept that doesn't exist in Midaraisa. Midaraisa is only Chalukah. Gadaga was a Takonis Chazal. Now, why was Chazal, why were they Masak and Gadaga? That's a machloikis rishonim, the Rashba and the Rosh. The truth is, the Rashba says the reason why the Masak and Gedor Agud was because be'etzem a person always has a right to do chalukah, even when something is not royal chalukah, even if it's two ames wide. That's my right. I own half of it. I have a right to take my half. Right. Comes along the chachamim to close that option because mamish is messing the other guy up big time. You're leaving him with something not roy. You're going to do chalukah on something which ain't roy lechalukah. You're messing the guy up. Came along the chacham al tzitzah yoshev atoiv, and they stopped that, and in place they substituted with a different option called good agud. In order to stop you from asking for a chalukah on something which is not roy lechalukah, they gave you a substitute chalukah, a different form called good agud. That's the Tshuva HaRashba. So in the Rashba's world, that's very good in a normal situation. By Ishtar Choyv, it's not a problem. I could stop you from doing a chalukah. It's not a problem. I'm going to leave you high and dry without any form of chalukah. No, you'll have a good form of chalukah tomorrow. When you collect the debt, you'll have a beautiful form of chalukah. I don't have to enact and substitute chalukah called Gedorgat. I could stop you from doing the chalukah today because tomorrow you'll have a chalukah. I don't have to institute a good or agud here. It's not royal chalukah anyway. And to institute a good agud here wouldn't make sense. Why should I institute a good agud if I could have a chalukah tomorrow? The only reason why I institute a good agud is always to stop you from doing a chalukah when it's not roy. And then I'm going to leave you with not any option of chalukah. So I got to make a substitute option. Here I have a substitute built in. Do chalukah tomorrow when the debt is collected. That's the Tshuva HaRashba. So over here, you have a form of chalukah tomorrow. They weren't masaking gedorgah today. The Rosh, however, said a different shot. Slightly different. The Rosh said the reason why they were masaking gedorgah, they stopped a chalukah no matter what. A chalukah which is any roy, they stopped. So why were they mezaken good agud? Zok the Rosh, because since kidra de bei shutfim lekariv of lechemima, we know that shutfim don't always work out. Sometimes there's inner fighting, they're struggling, they have different ideas, and they envision the company to move forward differently. We know it's not going to work well. We always have to let a way out. There are times the shutfim can't survive. We got to allow a way out. So therefore, the chazal were mezaken a way out called good agud. Because sometimes shutras don't work out. And when they're not working out, we got to give them a way out. So in the Rosh's world, that the reason why we did a good agud is because shutras sometimes don't work out. So then what? Even by Ishtar Choyv, what are you telling me? That tomorrow or in a year from now, I'll collect the debt and divide it. Shkoyek, but what's going to be now for the next year till I collect the debt? The shutras is not working out. We're fighting. What's going to be? We have to have a way out. So therefore, the Masak and Good Agud to give you a way out. It means whenever there's no way out, they want Masak and Good Agud to give you a way out. So Meila, the Rosh holds that there is Good Agud on the debt because collecting it tomorrow is not enough. What happens if there's fighting today? We have to be mezaken good agud. The Rashba held the good agud was only as a substitute to prevent a chalukah, and we had to give something in place, so we did good agud. Here, I don't have to give anything in place. I have a good chalukah. I have a chalukah tomorrow. That's the chari of the machloikis, and it all goes l'shitasam. So now let's go back to mashkanta. Let's understand mashkanta. So now, before we use, just to take the case of Shtar Choyv, you have a Shtar Choyv with a Mashkanta, so Dr. Rashba, since I could collect, the whole Shutras Be'ikka was for the Shtar Choyv, and I'll collect my Choyv tomorrow, so I'll do the Chalukah tomorrow, and Chalukah is Adifa, and we don't make a good or a good today. Comes along the Beis Yosef and the Bedek of Eis, and yes, what do you mean? It's a stira, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a stira, Rashba, Schiris, we pass on like the Ramam, that there is good or a good by Schiris. The whole kasha l'chayev tzach nishdan. What does schiris have to do with this? By schiris, we're in it for the schiris. We came in, we rented the dira for the zman. We're in it for the schiris, which is what basically he's saying. I'm just bringing it out. We're in it for the schiris. What are you going to tell me That there's no good argument. Why shouldn't there be good argument? How else are we going to divide? Of course, it's good argument. If I can't do a chaluka, I'm going to do good argument. If you could be chaylik that bias into two, and if it passes chaluka on skiers, fine, we'll do it. But if it doesn't pass chaluka, then you're going to have to give me an option called good argument to replace chaluka. Otherwise, what am I going to do? I have to have that form. What does that have to do with Shtar Chayv? Shtar Chayv, the lumnus was, is because I have a chalukah. The chalukah is tomorrow when I collect the debt. So don't do gedorgah today if I could do chalukah tomorrow. By Schiris, I don't have a chalukah tomorrow. So if I'm going to have gedorgah today, what does that have to do with, what Schiris have to do with Mashkin? So Mamish Apella, that's what Rashi says, Geshmak. That's what Paskin said by Schiris, it's gedorgah. And yet by Mashkin, there is no gedorgah. Because I can have a chalukah tomorrow. But by Schiris, there is no chalukah tomorrow. I'm in it for the Shtamshis today. And for the Shtamshis today, we have to divide. What are we going to do? You don't want me to do chalukah because it's not right. Fine, so you got to give me a substitute option called gedorgah. So you gave me gedorgah. Very Geshmak. But Mela, there's no steer anymore between the Rashba, no steer between the Ben Yeruchim. It has nothing to do with the Ramam Schiris. Everything, L'chayre, is Geshmak. All right. And maybe that's what the Sma means. The Sma says a Loshin in Sivkot Mem, Shani Schiris, Shein Sachru Umashaumin, Ve'ein Hein Goivin Mois L'Besayif. They're not collecting anything at the end. This is the Schiris. So we got to make a Chalukah. Mishamachi L'Shai Chalukah, so by Shtar Chayv, where I could eventually collect the money. So do chalukah on the money then. So Mamele, they didn't give you a good argument today. L'chayre, that is pshat over here. The problem over here is yeah, Skiris is going to end Shkoyach, so we have a way to end the Shutvas. But if you want to be extreme, every item that we own eventually will end. We own the tape recorder. Tape recorder doesn't live forever. That's for 20 years, 30, eventually. It's going to go. Teretz is. But yes, so what do I do now? It means the fact that Schir is going to end is not a division of my Shutvas. It's a finishing of my Shutvas. So how are you going to break up the Shutvas in the meantime? So you have to give an option good organ. By Shtar Chayv, when we collected that, it's not that our Shutvas ended. No, now we have money in the account. And now we'll do chalukah on the Shutvas. You'll take after money, I'll take after money. That's a chalukah. So if I have an option of chalukah tomorrow, don't do gedorgah today. Mashiach by Skiris, I don't have an option of chalukah tomorrow. So if I do the Yom HaSak and gedorgah today.
If there's an option of chalukah, not now, but later, that's
somehow, then we'll... Good, but there is no such option by Skiris. Like he says, Ein Hein Goivim Mois L'Besayif, there is no option of chalukah tomorrow. So if I do the Yom HaSak and gedorgah today. Doesn't sound like that. It sounds like the Ikka was, first of all, some of it is talking about, right, part of Rashi is talking about where you're not even using the Mashkanta. Right, so you see that, and even if you are using it, but the Ikka Kavana was to lend to the guy Ribbis and to make money, that was the Ikka Kavana. The Ikka Kavana wasn't to use the Mashkin. But alright, fine. So that, now, comes along, you know, let's go Pshat Nirmos. What is the Ramos saying? The Ramos says, nearly the Mishdamshim b'mashkanta havi k'may schiyas. So what's the Ramos saying? L'chayro, you could ask the Ramos, Mamanachak. If he went like the Rosh, and the Rosh holds they do good agar on every Shtar Chayiv, so you don't even need the Shtamshis in the Mashkin for. Even without the Shtamshis in the Mashkin, have good agar. Elamai, he means the Rashba, Svara, like he just brought down, that hey, Yois, we're going to do Chaluk at the end, therefore we don't do a good agar now. So what's the chilek that I'm being mishtamish with the mashkin? L'chayr, I'm still, our shutvis is only to be collected. We'll have a chaluk at the end. And whenever there's chaluk at the end, we don't do good agar today. In fact, the Rashba in his tshuva said both cases. Say if you're not being mishtamish with the mashkin. And he says, afilu, if it's a suya lishtamish with the mashkin, still we won't allow good agar today because you could do a chaluk tomorrow. So what's the Ramak saying now? That if you're mishtamish with the mashkin, we'll do good agar just like skiris. Okay, it's not true. Even if you're mishtamish with the mashkin, since the chayv is oimid to be collected, and I could do a chaluk on the chayv tomorrow, so I can't do good agar today, l'chayra. So you have to say, l'chayra, pshat... Why not? I mean, that was we lent the guy with the kavana to collect. Otherwise, we're losing our pants, right? The idea was to we're gonna collect from the guy. We're gonna try to collect, and if worst comes to worst, we'll collect it from the mashkin, right? We have security as well. We're gonna collect.
But maybe he wants to be able to sell this chelik, which he can't sell as long as it's not, I don't own the whole thing. I don't own the chelik. You have a mashkin that's after not hand asset. There is something that's a chesaron. That's what he's saying. The Rashba is there's no chesaron of not splitting it. Because tomorrow...
Eventually, you'll be able to do a chalukah, and a chalukah is a better form of division than good argut. Right, correct. Yeah, but still, you should wait and do a proper chalukah tomorrow. Sell it? Maybe you could sell your chalik to someone. I'm not stopping you from you selling your chalik to someone, because it's right, sell. I'm not stopping you. But to force a good argut, to force a breakup, no, I'd rather do a proper chalukah tomorrow. Chalukah is better than good argut. So what does the Ramah mean? So l'chai, what you have to say, Pratna Ramah is, I know it's a chiddush in the Lashon, but you have to say, Pratna Ramah is that if you're mishtamish with the mashkin, have you come with schiris, that you could do a good argut on the schiris, on the hishtamshis, on the underlying chayiv, and what the debt is, chulila, avadi, you can't do good argut, the Rashba already just said, you don't do good argut on that. You have to wait for chaluk at the end. But on the hishtamshis of the mashkin that you have, it's as if we have a double shutfis going on. One, we have a shutfis on the chayiv, and we have now a shutfis also on the hishtamshis of the mashkin, so we have two assets in our company. One is the chayiv, and also hishtamshes of the mashkin, and the asset called the chayiv. No, that you can't do good argut because we'll do a chalukah tomorrow. But the asset called the hishtamshes of the mashkin, which eventually is going to run out because we only have it till it's paid off the debt. But so we have it's like a schiris lizman on that hishtamshes. You could do a good argut just like you could do a good argut by schiris on the hishtamshes. Right. No, we didn't make a chalukah. We were using it together, and then I got fed up with you. I don't want to live together with you. So we decided to do a good or good, a split on just the mashkin shibboleth, on the hishtam shibboleth. Baruch Hashem, I found, Ulam HaMishpat says that's Prat Neramah. That is Prat, that he only means on the hishtam shibboleth, the mashkin shibboleth, not on the underlying chayiv. Sorry? And on that, maybe the Rashba would agree that we don't have a right, the Rashba argues on that. The Rashba is talking about the chayiv. On the chayiv, you can't do good argut. Correct. Just on the shtamshes, till the debt is collected, you'll have this shtamshes at the house. Or I'll have it. We'll do good argut, whoever wants it. I can have another pshat in the Ramah. This pshat is also, again, not great, but the pshat is that we have, and Gemara talks about certain mashkins, that the use of the mashkin was how to pay up the chayv. Right, the Gemara is asking Mashkanta the Bimishlam Shnaya Elain Tete. Right, at the end of the years, Tete double or Kesef. This Mashkin will go out without any money. You lend me you lend the guy $100. Right, correct. These cases are very good in his own metrics. So you lend the guy money, $100,000, and for that he gives you a free usage for 20 years, whatever it is. So it's you're getting value like $5,000 a year, whatever it is. You get a discounted rate. It's beneficial to you to have it. So in that case, then I could also hear the Ramah. In that case, we're really not in it for the chayiv. We're in it only for the ishtamshes of the mashkin. So that's what the Ramah means. If you mishtamish with the mashkin, that's the type of mashkin we're talking about, then you could do a good argut on the schiris, on the mashkin, which is just like schiris.
Since they're mutually exclusive, why can't it just be both?
Then what?
Both these cases.
You could have some time, then it can have it. I'm just saying, that is the type of, but the Ramah wasn't arguing with the Rashba they just quoted. Just saying that if you mishtamish, you'll do a good argut on the ishtamshes. And that's what the Ramah is being mekadesh, just like schiris. But it's two set. We're danning it separate. There's one we own the mashkin, and one we own the chayiv, and we'll dan each one. If it's one big package, you can't split up and say, oh, okay, on this we'll do good argut, on this not. You have to do good argut on everything but vazakas, right? That says we view it as two separate items. One more halacha, Rabbi, say on this Ramah, before we end, is that this Ramah lechayr is a pelo, because the mechavin simin samach vav sif mem aleph. The Mechaba brings down the Chuvis HaRosh, and the Rosh Paskins that we do good or agud on a Shtar Chayv. And the Ramah over there doesn't argue. The Ramah keeps quiet. And all of a sudden over here, the Ramah brings down the Rashba, which is Fakert. So it's a Stiris Ramah. So the Sma is the Kasha over there, and the Sma has one Shver Teretz, but the other Teretz Ramah that the Sma says is Enechanami. Really, the Ramah argues. Just the Ramah didn't argue over there because he's talking about Hilchus Shtaris. It's Einu Minyano. He waited till Hilchus Gud Oyage, Hilchus Shutfis, to tell you that I argue that for Shtar Chayv, we do not do a good argument. He waited over here because this is the Ikka Halachas over here. So he waited till the Sukkot. Good. That is the Sma. Zok to Shach, and the Shach jumps on the Sma and says it's a Doichik Teretz. And he says, not only is it Deichet Eretz, he's Gvaldik. He says, not only this Ramah, is a say that mechaba, and he kept quiet over there. But the Rama himself in Kuf Ayin Vav, a few simanim later, the Rama pasnav hedge like the Tshuvas Arash, that we do good or on Shtar Chayv. So you want something in Hilchos Shutfus, I'll give it to you in Hilchos Shutfus itself. In Hilchos Shutfus, there are more paskins like the Tshuvas Arash in Kuf Ayin Vav. So it's a problem. What's going on? In Kuf Ayin Vav, there are more paskins just like the Mechaba over there. It's a Pella. What's going on? So now you have a Stiris Rama from here to those other two places. What are we going to do? So granted, the Sma in Kuf Ayin Vav, he tain is... it's in Sifchov over there. This man, Sifchov Nungimel, says, when he also has this problem, a shtickle seder between now the Ramon Kuf Ayin Aleph and Kuf Ayin Vav, he just says, it just lechomarki de isle. Kilu, what it sounds like is that the Ramon is just being down both sheetas. He's not being machriya like either sheetah. He's just giving you, here's the Rashba's version, and here's the Rosh's version, and now it's midei sofik leinafkes. We have a makleikas, a hapaiskim had a paskin. We have two sheetas here. And that's all the Rama was doing. The Shach himself wasn't saved this man's teretz. And the Shach holds, therefore, the Rama paskin, the ikel psak, is like he said in Kuf Ayin Vav, and like he was saying Simin, Simin Samak Vav. And what is he doing in Kuf Ayin Aleph? He's just letting you know that there is such a shuvah sarashba. But he doesn't mean to paskin like this shuvah sarashba. No, it's my hole that the Sofik, right? And he waited for over here. If anything, he's more noited to the Rosh Beshita. And the Shach saying, no, he paskins really like the Rosh. And he's just telling over here that there's such a Shita. Now, that's also a Doichik. And what's even bigger Doichik is, a Pella, is that would be good if the Rama, all he did over here is bring that the Chuv is a Rashba. But then he continues, venerally, and I hold... And he's telling what he owes. Venerally, and he paskins, that if you use the mashkin, then it's a schiris on the mashkin. But he says, if you don't use the mashkin, then you're stuck, and you have to reckon with the Tshuvas Rashba, that you don't do good argot. So if he would have held like the Rosh, he didn't need a nearly the mishtamshim mashkin. Even without the ishtamshis, that would be the halacha. And I'll take it even further. The ishtamshis with the mashkin is a machloikis and siftes. It's k'may schiris, that yesh chokin, that there are some shitas all good argot. So even the Rama, even when you're stanchus of a mashkin, it's not 100%. There is a machloikis and siftes. If he had paskin like the Rosh, that every shtar chayv, no matter what, even without a stanchus, has good or good, nothing to do with schiz, and it would stand paskin automatically. Yes, absolutely, there is good or good. He didn't do that. He just said, even when you're mishtamish, it's like schiz, that there's a machloikis if there's good or good. So you see that the Rama Lachari did not paskin like the Rosh. Lachari is a midei sofik leinafkes. The Dakimosh Orach rather than Simak Samakvav is mashma. Like this man, the Taz, that it's a Sveika Dedina, because over there when he brings the Tshuva Zarash, he says, you should know, Ayin Lekamon, and Daki Moshe does that, Ayin Simukov Ayin Aleph, that there's a Tshuva Zarash Mefeket, that there is no good argument by Sharchot. So at the end of the day, L'choy, you have a Machloikis HaPoiskim. The Shach Paskins, no matter what, there is good argument, because he passes like the Rosh. And Lucharya, the Katner Ramah, like this Manataz, it's on the Machlekas, the Nafkas, Mamelo, Lucharya could say Kimli like the Rash, but that there is no good Agat. All right, Rabbi Isaiah, good tovach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.